It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on band name origins.
Right.
And today we're talking about Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull, you
say. Jethro Tull, which was a real person.
Named,
there's a real person.
Named Jethro Tull. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So when the band first got together in 1967, they found it difficult to get repeat bookings at different places.
Okay.
So they changed their name frequently to continue playing the London club circuit.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
So they used aliases like Navy Blue.
Okay.
Ian Henderson's Bag O' Nails. And Candy Colored Rain. I feel like at some point it would get hard to come up with new names. You know, if you're just every single time you play,
you're using
a different name.
It seems like they might be creative.
Yeah. Well, frontman Ian Anderson recalled looking at a poster at a club and realizing that the band name he didn't recognize was them, was actually them. Yeah. Their names were often supplied by their booking agent's staff, one of whom happened to be a history enthusiast, and gave them the alias Jethro Tull after an 18th century agriculturist who invented a horse-drawn seed drill in 1701 and helped to bring about the British agricultural revolution of the 18th century.
So when you say Jethro Tull's a real person, not really a person I was supposed to know who it was.
No. But he was a real person. And he was, I mean, he invented a seed drill.
So amazing.
Pretty big
Thank
deal.
You, Jethro.
And the name stuck because they were using it when the manager of the Marquee Club liked their show enough to give them a weekly residency.
Oh, good.
So they stuck. They kept with it. Because
why
they
not?
Just happened to be using it that time.
Yeah, and you remembered the name that time.
In an interview in 2006, Anderson said if he could change one thing in his life, he would go back and change the name of the band to something less historical.
Really?
Yeah.
But people don't know that it is. So.
No, I know. But they do now because they're listening to the Wiki Corner.
That's right.
But, yes.
Okay.
While many bands of the era focused on guitar solos and straightforward rock and roll, Jethro Tull stood out. Ian Anderson's decision to feature the flute, played with wild-eyed energy and often on, like, one leg, gave the band an instantly recognizable sound.
I didn't even know the flute had any legs, so that's really surprising.
Well, he played it on
one
leg.
Oh, he I see.
With
I
the
get
flute.
It.
The flout. He was a flautist.
A flautist.
Yes.
He flouted his flautism.
The band was achieved moderate recognition in the London club scene and released their debut album called This Was in 1968. After a lineup change, the band released a folk-tinged second album called Stand Up in 1969. It reached number one in the UK and gave the band their first commercial success. The band soon embarked on a heavy schedule of touring and recording, releasing one studio album every year until 1980.
Man, that sounds hard.
That does sound hard.
I don't know how to write songs, but that sounds real
every
hard.
Every single year, yeah. Plus touring. I mean, that's a lot.
I'm done.
Their musical style shifted in the direction of progressive rock, starting with their album Aqualung in 1971, which went on to become their most commercially successful album. Their musical style shifted again to folk rock in the late 1970s. In the early 80s, the band underwent a major lineup change and began to lean more into electronic rock.
Mm.
In 1989, Jethro Tull won the very first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock / Metal Performance.
Really?
Which, as you can imagine, was controversial.
Of the flute?
Well, many didn't consider the album or Jethro Tull to be hard rock, much less heavy metal.
Ah.
Yeah.
How did it happen then?
I don't know.
Oh.
Under advisement from their manager, no one from the band turned up at the award ceremony because they were told they had no chance of winning. Most had expected Metallica to win, which would make way more sense.
Does sound more fitting.
And the backlash was so intense that Jethro Tull later took out a tongue-in-cheek ad featuring a flute perched atop an anvil captioned, "The flute is a heavy metal instrument."
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and they got the backlash, but they had nothing.
They didn't
it
have
wasn't
anything
doing.
To do with it, right.
But that was backlash before social media, so it would have been a lot worse.
Oh, I'm sure.
Were it to happen today.
I'm sure. The band ceased studio recording activity in the 2000s, but continued to tour until splitting in 2011. Following the band split, Anderson continued to record and tour as a solo artist, with his band billed variously as both Jethro Tull and Ian Anderson solo.
Mm.
Starting in 2017, however, he revived the Jethro Tull name and returned to releasing new studio albums in the 2020s.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Jethro Tull have sold an estimated 60 million albums worldwide, with 11 gold and 5 platinum albums. They've been described by Rolling Stone as one of the most commercially successful and eccentric progressive rock bands. Despite their longevity, commercial success, and influence within progressive rock, Jethro Tull have never been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And Ian Anderson has expressed disinterest in the band being inducted.
So. Well, he knows what happened when they got a Grammy. He's like, I'd rather not.
Right, maybe.
Go through that again. Have they been nominated at least for the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I'm not sure.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with Jethro Tull, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play their song, Aqualung.
Ah.
Yeah.
Right. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Jethro Tull, Aqualung. Sarah, do you remind us, why do we just play their records?
Well, because we were talking about Jethro Tull as part of our theme week on band name origin.
True enough. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, Jethro Tull was named for an 18th century British agriculturist.
They released one studio album every year from 1968 to 1980.
And Jethro Tull won the very first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock / Metal Performance.
And caught a lot of crap for it. Folks, before we get to that part, Sarah, I have to remind people, you can text us right now, 222-4000. Text us something you learned about Jethro Tull on today's Wiki Corner. You'll be entered to win automatically a gift card to Thai Delish in the Cobblestone Court. Text something, anything you learned about Jethro Tull
today.
Anything at all. 222-4000, you'll be entered to win that gift card. We will draw the winner and make the phone call tomorrow during the Wiki Corner. Folks want to learn more about Jethro Tull, where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Sure enough, you can watch this unfold every day on Facebook as well as listening on the radio at 410 and the archives. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel, and you can learn at your own pace. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Loving the theme week, ZZ Top, the band, CCR, and Jethro Tull. And a fifth installment tomorrow at 4:10. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather, Jeffrey Osborne, Chicago, and more coming up on Legends 102.7.